Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you
now.
Heal me now.
Heal me now.
Oh God, I need your healing power.
My sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I apologize. I've been trying to get on for the past 45 minutes and having technical problems, but praise God, I was determined to get on, and we made it. Thank you for bearing with us this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, O God. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for starting us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Father, we thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours, O God. Father, I thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice, those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time. We praise you and we thank you, Lord. We glorify you. Hallelujah. All honor and glory in Jesus. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, God, we bless you. We praise you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, we bless your name. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And this morning, O God, we cry out for mercy. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews, O God. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out to you for mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your mercy, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus. We soak our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes, our environment in the blood of Jesus. Wherever we are on our jobs or in our transportation, going to work, we soak in the blood of Jesus, the highways. The blood of Jesus, O God, the airways in the blood of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for the blood that gives us strength from day to day. Oh, Father, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, O God. We speak healing to our bodies through the precious blood of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, we are delivered, and we are set free in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. We thank you for the divine exchange. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free. We thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin, O God. Thank you, O God, that Jesus did it once and for all, O God. O Father God, you wash away our sins, O God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ and not the blood of goats and bulls, O God, that kept the Old Testament sins covered, but the blood of Jesus that washed and cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for that sacrifice you made on the cross for us. We bless you, and we thank you, Lord, for loving us unconditionally, that you send your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish but have an everlasting life. We thank you, O God. We bless you. Thank you for sending your Son. Thank you for coming in the name of Jesus. O Father, we bless your name. Holy Spirit, we pray for a mighty move in our life this morning. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We pray for a fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, O God, for fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Pray fresh anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, fresh oil, fresh anointing, O God. Spirit of the living God, move in our homes, move in the lives of our children, move in the lives of our grandchildren, move, Holy Spirit, in our lives, move in this ministry, oh Holy Spirit, move, move, move. We pray for a mighty move in the mighty name of Jesus. Yekuria masande kayema. A mighty move, the mighty move in the name of Jesus. Yekuria sandere korobosu. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for your mighty move in our lives. We thank you for this new season we have entered into, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you've never left us and you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, O Lord, for opening our eyes of understanding. We thank you, O Lord, that we walk by the Spirit of God and not by the flesh. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for divine opportunities. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors that no man can shut and shutting doors that no man can open, shutting the doors of our enemies, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, for taking us higher and higher from faith to faith, from glory to glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you this morning for your presence. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your tangible anointing. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we uproot everything in our lives that does not bring glory and honor to your name. We surrender completely to you, Lord. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our lives. In the name of Jesus, O God, we release this day, O God, into your hands, O God. In the name of Jesus, we command, O God, that the universe, O God, to come into alignment with the holy word of God concerning our lives, concerning our destinies. In the name of Jesus, let the universe, let the earth come into alignment with the holy word of God. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every work of darkness. In the name of Jesus, seen and unseen, known and unknown, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in our lives. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you took our pride and you gave us humility. We thank you, Lord, that you took our help and you took our healing in the name of Jesus. You took our sickness and diseases in the name of Jesus, and you healed us and made us whole again, O God. We thank you, O Lord, that you took our carnal mind and gave us the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the spirit of understanding. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of counsel. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of might. We thank you, Lord, for reverence of fear of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for giving us beautiful ashes. Thank you, Lord, for thinking in the spirit of heaviness and giving us the oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love, your everlasting love. We thank you, Lord, for your eternal love, O God. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, in our life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for a generation of blessings, oh God, that overflow, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for activating your gifts in us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for taking poverty and giving us wealth in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for favor, oh God. Favor with God. Favor with you, Almighty God. We thank you, Jesus, for the spirit of discernment in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we can hear your voice and follow your voice and do not follow the voice of strangers. We thank you, Lord, for taking away anxiety, taking away fear in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh Lord, for releasing your peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding. Releasing this peace, oh God, your peace, regardless of the storms of life, that we look unto you, oh God, because you are our peace. When the storms of life are raging, oh God, you're right there with us. You are our peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you hear our prayers. You let our cries come unto thee. We thank you, Lord, that you are existence, oh God, to us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that each of us are precious in your eyes, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for looking at us through the eyes, hallelujah, of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask of. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of unity and oneness in the body of Christ, oh God. Unity and oneness in our homes. Unity and oneness in our families. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, unity in Christ. Unity in the love of Christ. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for victory. There is victory in the name of Jesus. And so this morning, oh God, we open our mouths to praise you. We open our mouths to say thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for courage. We thank you for taking away fear in the name of Jesus and giving us courage and faith in you in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the holy angels being with us, guiding us, protecting us, and doing your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for fighting every battle and winning every battle for us, the ones we know of and the ones we do not know of. We thank you, Lord, for the victory, that we have victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Genesis 3:15 being fulfilled, that the seed of the woman crushed the hand of the serpent. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that Jesus paid that price on the cross. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. So, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning. New mercies we see. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for shielding us with favor in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for hiding us in the secret place of the Most High. Thank you that we abide. We live under the shadow of the Almighty in the name of Jesus. We say thank you. Thank you for protecting our children from the hands of the enemy. Thank you for protecting our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Thank you for protecting our spouses in the name of Jesus from the hands of the enemy. Thank you for protecting our siblings from the hands of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our nieces and our nephews from the hands of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that for the angels that you release, oh God, that is assigned to us as individuals. Thank you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the holy angels that are assigned to us are doing your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing. We thank you, oh God, for the showers of blessing in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, oh God. We praise your name, oh God. We worship you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that your tangible presence is with us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh Lord, for your power. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh Lord, for your anointing, the anointing that breaks the yoke, the anointing that set us free. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for increasing, oh God, us on every side. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your wisdom, godly wisdom, that we make decisions by your godly wisdom. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh Lord, for giving us that capacity, oh God, to receive more knowledge with understanding. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh Lord, that we hunger and thirst after righteousness. You said, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the fruit of the Holy Ghost in our lives, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for the development of some fruits that have not manifested to the fullness. But Father, it will manifest to the fullness and be ripe, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, this morning, hallelujah, I pray that you release your oil on each and every one, oh God. Your children waited, oh God, to hear your word, to worship you, oh God. And so, Father God, I pray, Lord, because of the patience and the virtues of patience resting on them, in the name of Jesus, that you release, oh God, a special anointing, upon their lives, breakthrough, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, give them a testimony in the name of Jesus. I decree, declare, and prophesy a breakthrough, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless the works of their hands. Prosper the work of their hands. In the name of Jesus, bless their feet. In the name of Jesus, wherever they go, oh God, Father God, what a decree, declare, and prophesy according to your word. In the name of Jesus, and so shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Oh, yeah, my son. Oh, God. Bless all those, oh, God, in the name of Jesus that support this ministry. It doesn't have to be financial, but, Lord, through prayers, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, my son. So, Lord, bless them. Bless them exceedingly, abundantly, above all that they can think or act of. We thank you for the faithfulness, Oriamaste, of the mothers, O God. In the name of Jesus, bless them, O God. Bless the children. Bless the grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. We thank you, O God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting door, for the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God Almighty. He is the King of glory. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for opening the gates of favor upon our lives. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you, oh God, for shutting the gate enemy. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, your word says the gate of hell will not prevail against us. We thank you, oh God, for that binding the spirit of loneliness. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of loneliness right now in the name of Jesus, and release, oh God, that creative power of the Holy Ghost to rest upon those who are going through loneliness in the name of Jesus, that Jesus, that will realize that you're right there with them. They are never, never alone because you're right there. We thank the Lord for giving them divine instruction. That it will see, Father God, that you are there. Right there, embrace those that are going through ups and downs, the feelings of loneliness, embrace them. They might be in a crowd with thousands of people, but they still feel alone. So, Father, touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet and let them know that they are not alone, that you are with them. In the name of Jesus, let your love flow. Let your anointing flow. Let your love flow. Let your anointing flow in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Father, we thank you for intervening in every area of our lives. Father God, we bless your name. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you for shelter, that we have a place to stay. We have food to eat. We thank you, Lord. We have clothes on our backs. It's not because you love us more than others. Because of your grace. Your grace. And Lord, this morning, we want you to know, Lord, that we love you. We appreciate you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So we bless your name. And we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. King of peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord, for helping us make the right decisions concerning our lives, concerning our destinies. Lord, you will never, ever fail us. And we bless your name. We give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to say this because give me 5 more minutes this morning. And I just want to do this scripture once and then we'll be finished. I apologize once again in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, as I bring this word, it says, Lord, I ask you to just take over me. Let the Spirit of God take over just a vessel, bringing your word forward. I pray for revelation and understanding. In the name of Jesus, we surrender, oh God, to you. Have your way. Hallelujah. Your name. We go back to Matthew 21, 1 to 11, and I just want you to bear with me for a few minutes and we'll be finished. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethany on the Mount of Olives, Jesus said to disciples, saying, go to the village ahead of you at once, and you will find a donkey tied there with her coat by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken to the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey and a colt, the fall of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the coat and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit down. Hallelujah. The disciples went and did as Jesus did, and they brought the donkey and the coat and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit down. Number one. Two, a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road while others cut branches from the tree and spread them on the road. The crowd that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed are he who come in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowd answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." I want you to know, notice this, the disciples went and did as Jesus instructed them. Those that were close to Jesus, those that had an understanding of what is going to take place, who are the disciples, those are the followers, the disciples are the 12 followers of Jesus Christ, those that were closest to him, who walked with him, who were the 12 of them. Hallelujah. What did they do? Those disciples, what did they do? The people closest had an understanding, so they put their cloaks on where? On the donkey. On the donkey, and for Jesus to sit on. Not everybody, only those that was his disciples, his clique. They were the ones that put it on the donkey. So let's look at 11 disciples put that cloak. Hallelujah. On that donkey. Hallelujah. For Jesus to enter Jerusalem. And the reason I want you to think, always read the scriptures and take notice. You got to read it precept by precept, word by word. Those that are close, who had an understanding who he taught daily. He told them about what would happen. Told him. They knew exactly what would happen. Sometimes we know what would happen, but we don't want to receive it. But they knew. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you? Those that are dedicated. Hallelujah. Those that knew the voice of the Father. Those that were close to Jesus. Those that the day that hunger and thirst after righteousness. So there were three groups of people. The disciples that were close to him. Then you see the next thing. They brought a very large crowd, that the second group of people, they spread their cloaks on the road. That's group two. Then group three, they cut the branches from the tree and spread them on the road. Four, that those was the crowd that went ahead of him, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Sometimes you hear preachers say that Hosanna to David and the persecuting. Those people, they didn't really know who Jesus was. Number four. So I pray that I'm not going to go into the depths of the teaching this morning. I'm just going to stay right here. I want you to take time and read it. Matthew 21. Read verse 6. And look at the disciples. Read the whole thing. And let the Holy Spirit give you that interpretation. Tomorrow, by God's grace, I will bring the word straight about the four groups of people. And there are four groups of people in the body of Christ. You have the ones that are very, very serious, take the word of God serious. They will do anything for the word of God. They love the Lord. And there's different categories. Even in everything in life is different categories. But I pray that each of you are one of the disciples that put your cloak on the donkey for Jesus. I hope you're in that category. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm going to stop right there, and tomorrow I will break it down in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And I hope you are not in the group that says, Hosanna. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you this morning. Lord, first of all, we thank you for allowing us to come into your presence to be able to pray and praise. I thank you for the grace of patience resting upon each and everyone that were able to wait to hear what you're speaking to us this morning. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We bless your name. It is all about you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for godly wisdom. We bless you. We praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Once again, I apologize. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Take time and read that scripture. We'll go into depths tomorrow. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, safe, blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thanks.